As a small business owner, I'm curious if you know that you very likely need to have workers' compensation insurance. And this is something that we have been working with a lot of clients on that they don't even know that they need it. And it is a really big violation and could cost your business a ton of money if somebody gets injured on the job and you don't have a workers' compensation policy. You're listening to World's Greatest Boss, the podcast that helps scaling business owners tackle leadership challenges, build effective teams, and make sure you're following all the rules. I'm Jackie Koch, and I have been in the trenches building high growth companies for over 15 years. I've hired hundreds of people. I've navigated a ton of tricky situations, and I've cleaned up a lot of messes on aisle 7 along the way, all because small business owners, you don't know what you don't know. And I'm on a mission to change that. I'm on a mission to help you figure all of this stuff out an easier way, not the hard way. So today we are diving into what the heck is workers' compensation insurance? Do I need it? How do I get it? And how do I make sure that I don't get in trouble? So we really went into a deep dive on this because we have a client who, and actually this happened to me in my last full-time job. We had some employees in the state of New York, and we received a notice in the mail that we owed a fine of $17,000 to the state of New York for not having workers' compensation insurance. And I'm like, how the heck do we owe this when we don't even have any employees in the state of New York right now? And it led me down a deep dive of having to spend about 6 months trying to get out of this fine because we didn't have any employees in the state. And we actually did have workers' compensation insurance. See, in the state of New York, you're required to report that you have it. I think it's quarterly. They send you something through their notification system, and you have to show that you have workers' compensation insurance if you have employees. We weren't doing that because nobody at the company before I started had notified the state of New York that we no longer had a team. So this initially happened about 3 years ago. It came full circle again with another client of ours recently who had the same thing happen, only their fine was $20,000. Not funny, because obviously that is very scary to get that in the mail, right? Thankfully for them, I've had to deal with this before. And so we went down this deep dive of how they could get workers' comp insurance, what it is, and I want to share it with you today so that hopefully if you're somebody who has employees and you don't have it, you can go get it and avoid getting any of those notices in the mail. First, let's define what workers' compensation is. So workers' compensation is a form of insurance that basically provides wage replacement and covers medical costs to employees who are injured as it relates to their employment. So now I'm going to give you a history lesson because I found this interesting. Workers' compensation was established in the early 1900s. And if you think about it back then, that was really when the industrial age was going on. And during that time, jobs were very dangerous. It was when manufacturing was becoming a thing. People were moving from working in farms to working on factories. And as a result of that, there was a lot of workplace accidents and injuries happening. And before workers' compensation laws were enacted, injured workers had to file lawsuits against their employers so that they could get either recouped from the medical costs or earn income while they were out. And it was costing not only the employees a ton of money, but also employers. It was becoming really costly to go and fight these lawsuits. So people were pushing to really find a new approach for this and a new approach that would provide quicker and fair compensation to employees who got injured, while also limiting the financial and legal risks for employers. And the solution was what's now the workers' compensation system. And it's basically a form of insurance that employers are required to carry that provides medical care and compensation for lost wages to people who get hurt on the job, regardless of whose fault it is of the injury, right? So as a fun fact, the first workers' compensation law in the U.S. was passed in Wisconsin, And then by 1948, every state had enacted some form of workers' compensation legislation. Workers gave up the right to sue employers for work-related injuries in exchange for guaranteed but some limited benefits. And then employers actually accepted a certain level of liability to protect their employees on the job. And it also helped protect the business because they had insurance from devastating lawsuits. Some of these lawsuits could be so expensive, it would put businesses out of business. And so it helped protect from that. A quick overview of how worker compensation is now. In most U.S. states, businesses with employees are required by law to have workers' compensation insurance. If you have a bunch of contractors, contractors aren't technically covered by workers' compensation insurance. However, if you are not going to cover them, it's really important that you look into, especially if you're having more physical work, that they have their own liability insurance as contractors if you don't cover them under yours. But most states require you to have it for all of your employees, even if you only have one employee. And then there are some states that also require you to provide proof that you have workers' compensation insurance. So you have to report it somewhere. A lot of times states will have a portal that you go in and they'll send you like census reports and you have to fill it out and send it back. Like each state is different, but there are a handful of states that require you to prove it. And then there's actually four states that require you to get coverage through their state-sponsored programs. If you have employees in Wyoming, Washington, Ohio, and North Dakota, you're going to want to look into what the state is if you haven't. Typically, it doesn't matter if your employees are remote or in an office. So this is always a question I get. Like, all of my employees work from home. Do I still have to have workers' comp insurance? The answer is yes. It might change the level of coverage that you need. When you get workers' compensation insurance, you will actually classify what type of a job your employees are doing. And it will depend on the amount of coverage and, of course, how expensive your policy is. So that might change it, having remote workers. But having remote workers does still require you to have insurance because there are still work-related injuries that could happen, like carpal tunnel and things like that. So having a remote team does not make you exempt from having workers' compensation insurance. Workers' comp helps cover medical expenses, rehabilitation costs, and lost wages for employees who get injured. And it also helps protect you from having to bear these costs out of pocket. And it does also cover legal fees if an employee sues over an injury. So that's also something important to make note of. Not only is it required by law, it's just good practice to have it because it helps manage the risk associated with running a business where you have employees because it gives you some coverage and it just helps manage the risk because at the end of the day, you have employees who could get injured. And so it's just a good thing to have in place. It's required by law, so you got to have it regardless. But even taking that out of the equation, it's a good thing to have in place for that. The next question that often comes up is, I'm the only employee at my company. Like, I'm a solopreneur. Do I need to have workers' compensation insurance? In most cases, you're not required to have it for yourself if you're the only employee, but there are some nuances in certain states that you have to file some exemption, I think I found. So you're going to want to look into what the laws are for the state where you do your work. But as a general rule, you typically don't have to. The laws are typically designed to cover employees because of work-related injuries. And as the owner, you're not usually considered an employee for that type of context. But like I said, there are nuances depending on the state that you're in and the structure of your business. Some states might have specific requirements or exemptions. So you're definitely going to want to look that up to make sure that you're following and submitting all of the documentation. Typically, what happens is if you're listening and you're like, okay, I've been operating for a long time. What do I do? I am not a lawyer. I am not an insurance provider. If you have not had any workers' comp injuries to date, that is good. So go out and get a policy as soon as you can so that you have it from that date going forward. You can look up the state to see if it's something that you should have been notifying them about. I'd be willing to bet at some point. You'll get something in the mail if you do have employees in the state where you should have been notifying them, but you're not. So if you haven't gotten anything in the mail yet, I don't know that you need to necessarily run out and go say anything to them, but just go out and get a policy as quickly as you can so that you have it from as soon as possible going forward. So I created this little kind of checklist on what to do and how to get it. So the first step is you want to understand the requirements. So you want to look up the state requirements because they do vary by state. Make sure you're familiar with the different requirements and the different thresholds and all of that. And then also think about the industry that you're in. Certain industries have different requirements or higher risk factors than others, which obviously can affect costs and needs, which then leads into assessing your needs. Like, think about the nature of your business and the potential risks your employees might face while working. That'll help determine the level of coverage you need. And it will also help you in classifying your employees correctly. And then you need to get a policy. Depending on the state that you're in, you'll either get it the policy through the state or you'll find a private insurer. Look that up and then you'll be able to figure out which one you have to do depending on the employees that you have. Typically, your normal benefits broker can help you do this. So I would first check with that. So if you do already offer healthcare insurance, medical insurance, check with whoever your broker is. If you're using an HR or payroll platform, a lot of times they can be your benefits broker. So check with them to see if they have a preferred partner or a preferred provider that can get a coverage for you. If you don't have that, most insurance brokers, I have to imagine you have insurance in some capacity for your business. So check with whichever broker you're using for that. And then if for some reason you're not, a couple that I found that support small businesses, one is Next Insurance or Hiscox is one as well. Reach out to them directly. You'll be able to connect with a broker, give them information about your business, and they'll be able to get you a quote and all of that stuff and answer any specific questions you have as it relates to like your employee base. And then just make sure that you're keeping records. If somebody ever does get hurt at work, make sure that you're keeping a record of it, the date it was reported, what happened, what caused the injury, and what did you do as a result of that. And then if you are in a business that is a little bit more risky, make sure you have the right safety programs in place and policies and all of that, because those things will help you better manage the cost, right? If you can show that you're taking steps to help people be safe, that is a very great sign in helping to reduce the cost of what your insurance could be, as well as helping manage any things that come in, any issues that arise from folks getting injured on the job. So there you have it, a quick down and dirty on what workers' compensation insurance is and if you need it in your business and how to go about getting a policy and making sure you have it covered and you're crossing your T's and dotting your I's. All of this actually came out as a result of a HR audit that we did with one of our on-demand clients. So as I start to wrap up, I just wanted to talk about and remind you the importance of taking proactive steps towards really enhancing your HR practices and making sure that you're following the rules. And our HR audit could be a really great tool for you to make sure that you are taking care of all of that in your business. It's truly a deep dive into all of the different compliance issues that might come up in your business as it relates to having a team and helping you identify and pinpoint any immediate red flags and come up with an action plan on how to fix them. I wanted to make sure you knew about that, first of all, and also offer a discount for you as a valued listener to the show for you to get 50% off of your HR audit. So if you head on over to peopleprinciples.co/HR audit, you'll see all of the information and you can use BOSS50 as a code to get 50% off. We'll be able to work through all of this for you for $175. Like, isn't that worth it for some peace of mind? So thanks so much. And I really hope to be able to dig into your business with you. But until then, go out and be a great boss.